a materialist. A materialist wants even the filthy chance like that to look at this universe. But, yes.
He sees around him cats in troops. His bird has despaired of flying.
Means what? You.
No yearning.
Oh, you forgot. Let's go back. He was talking about this bird who sees outside all the free birds singing for him, inviting him. He said, it's not like the bird that is sitting and imagines that outside are the cats to catch him. Here, Jalinus is that opposite one. His bird thinks that outside are the cats, they're going to eat me, so it's better to remain in the cage. Yes.
Or he has deemed all except this world to be non-existence and has not perceived in non-existence a hidden resurrection.
This fellow doesn't believe in the other dimension, doesn't believe in resurrection. Why? Because when we say the other one's name is non-existence, and he interprets it literally and thinks that I will not exist anymore. Yes?
Like the embryo which Bounty is drawing forth, it is fleeing back towards the belly.
There are times that the baby doesn't want to come out. Why? Because the baby doesn't know what's outside. Baby thinks that from that safe place, it's coming out and facing the danger. It's like that. Yes?
Grace is turning its face towards the place of exit. It is making its abode in the mother's loins, saying, oh, I wonder, if I fall outside of this city and pleasure, shall I see with my eye this dwelling place? Or would there be in this noisome city a door so that I might gaze into the womb? Or would there be for me a path, narrow as the eye of a needle, so that the womb might become visible to me from outside.
Is it a good reporting of you? This was your brain. Don't you want to have a glimpse of afterlife? Let me see it a little bit to understand it. Just a little bit. Don't you think like that? Do you want to see the other side? Everybody wants. This is silly. Yeah, listen to it now.
That embryo, too, is unaware of a world. It is one unfamiliar, like Jalan. It does not know that the humors which exist are supplied from the external world.
That little baby inside is comfortable because the liquid is weightless in the liquid and comfortable. And he doesn't know that that liquid comes from outside. Everything is outside, but he doesn't know what outside is. It's like you. You are like a baby, and you are engulfed with the liquid. Do you remember the information? And you don't know what's outside. Outside, there is ocean. There is cloud, there is rain. But in that limited understanding here, it's only liquid. Yes?
Even as the four elements in this world obtain 100 supplies from the city beyond space, if it has found water and seeds in its cage, those have appeared from a garden and expanse.
Yeah, your bird doesn't know that. The bird is very happy because the food is there. He doesn't know that. They bring the food from another garden and they put it in your cage. It doesn't grow in your cage. Yes.
The spirits of the prophets behold the garden from this cage at the time of their being transported and free. Hence they are free of Jalan and the world. They are shining like the moon in the skies. And if this saying from Jalan is a fiction, then my answer is not for Jalan. This is the...
he explained it. He said, listen, there is this story. Of course, George Nunes is Hakim, he's a good guy. But they say he has said this. He said, okay, let's talk about this. There are two kind of thinking about the existence, two point of views. One is for the animal. The animal is in the cage and is comfortable because the first thought of the animal is safety. Safety from what? From outside. Do you remember a living creature has a control what to take in, what to give out, because you're worried about outside. Says, this is one bird. And imagine another one. The first one is you now. The second one is the enlightened one, okay? The second one looks around the cage and notices a lot of free birds. He sees all these invitations from the free birds. He doesn't think outside is a cat. He wants to come out. Of course, at the beginning, he doesn't know, like the other one, thinks that the food is in the cage. The realization comes later that the food comes from outside. The good thing is outside. And for coming out, you have to give the cage. Let go of it, die in it. Then the merchant will put you out. Yes? And at the end, say, okay, I compared these two stories and I was using the name of that guy. If this is not what he said, so I was not answering him. Means, don't go to find what is that guy saying, what is this, don't make philosophy and stuff. I was just making an example of these two different ways of looking at it. Yes?
And if this saying from Jalan is a fiction, then my answer is not for Jalan. This is the answer to the person who said it, for the luminous heart has not been his mate.
Means what? Means this is the saying of a fellow who in his heart cannot find the light. Means not enlightened fellow. Yes?
The bird, his spirit, became a mouse seeking a hole when it heard from the cats, halt ye. On that account, his spirit, mouse-like, deemed its home and abode to be in this world hole.
He goes to mouse. What's your idea about mouse? You don't know what mouse is, because you have seen it only in TV, in the lab, and things like that. In the Rumi's time, mouse is really out there, and is a real problem. Because the mouse doesn't like the light, is underground and filthy. Okay? So he will bring that example to explain what? To explain the situation of the animal who doesn't like the light and going somewhere. Being safe somewhere and being around yourself and feed yourself and have the comfort and the safety. He said, this is what happens to the other guy. Yeah?
In this hole, too, it began to build and acquired a knowledge suitable to the hole. It chose the trades advantageous to it, which would be of use in this hole. Inasmuch as it turned its heart away from going forth, the way of deliverance from the body was barred.
I was explaining this little animal who is giving up thinking about the outside and coming out and is happy with that little hole, and his knowledge is limited to what you need in that animal life. His spirit is limited to that. Even he chooses the job that is serving that part, right? Because he doesn't like to come out. Then you cannot come out of your body. I was talking about you, do not forget. You are not ready to come out because inside you're comfortable and you like it and you don't know the other one. Yes?
If the spider had the nature of the Anka, how should it have reared a tent of some gossamer? The cat has put its claws into the cage. The name of its claws is pain and delirium and gripes.
Translation. Okay, when I was talking about the good guy, and I said the good guy is hearing the voice of the free birds calling him and all that, you somehow made it a romantic picture. Then when we came to the other one, another romantic picture. So you didn't get it. Let's go back. That guy who was listening to that advice coming from outside, from the free fellows, he was listening, remember? Do you remember the listening, which started the book, that listen, listen, it's by listening. This other guy is imagining the cats? Of course not, there are cats, there are those. Here, he sees the cat. What is your cat? He says, look at these sicknesses. What are these sicknesses? These are diseases, he's counting, right? What's the role of the disease? Knock, knock. You could die. Disease is the messenger of death, isn't it? He says, ha ha. This realistic fellow, materialistic, realistic fellow, he watches around, he sees the sickness, and says, oh, you see? It's dangerous. I have to keep myself from this disease. Therefore, he goes in the center of the cage. Because, yes, the hand of the cat comes in. This is it. The disease will come and knock in and will tell me that you could die. If I'm this guy, I'm ready for it and I'm glad. Because I don't give a damn here. And I know I need some help. Do I? I am in the cage. Do I need some help? Or could I hang myself with my tie? No, I'm looking for danger. Do you remember I said I'm looking for the pain, I'm looking for the wound. I'm looking for all that because I want to die in the cage because I know when I die there, I'll be out. The other one wants to live in the cage. So he protects himself and he looks at these cats and says, ah, outside is dangerous. I'm finished. If they open the door, the cat will get me. So please do not even open the door. The other one thinks that I want to die here to go out. This is the difference. Yes?
The cat is death, and its claws are disease. It is striking at the bird and its plumage.
Me? Loud and clear. The cat is death. Death is outside the cage, and the cat's hand actually is the sickness. So, the sickness could touch that. Of course. All the thinking could touch the subject of death two different ways. Do you remember? I explained it to you. There was one meaning of that when the fellow was young and he didn't have the iman. So that was the first position. Then at the end of his life they told him, how come that you don't even protect yourself? I understood the meaning of that. Physical death is not the death. Therefore, I invite the physical death. I'm not worried about it. Yes?
He darts from corner to corner towards the remedy. Death is like the Qadi and the disease is the witness.
Mm-hmm. And what's wrong with looking for the medicine here?
What is the problem of the remedy?